Jesus tells us not to let our hearts be troubled or afraid, because he is with us always, and that he'll send the Holy Spirit, another advocate, to be with us, to remind us of everything that he said and to reveal whatever we need to know, when we need to know it. And so we're not to be afraid because he's with us always. And some days we are well aware of our complete and total dependence on God. There are some days that just getting through the day, we were well aware that we couldn't have done it without God, that we needed to ask for his grace, we needed to implore his help. And then there are other days where we don't really notice how much we need God. Maybe more so in retrospect, you might look back and say, did I pray as though I really needed him? I do this a lot. I pray because I am supposed to, and not necessarily because I really need to. I need to, but I don't notice it. Maybe you could say the same sometimes. Not that you would necessarily notice it at the time, but you got through a day and you looking back, you thought, you know, I just kind of went through the day. I prayed because that's what you do. But was I really dependent on God being with me? As he promises, I'll be with you always. I think a lot of the time, we don't notice our need for God on those days because we're not really doing the mission he's entrusted to us. We're not fully engaging in that mission. Maybe I'm speaking for myself only, but maybe not. Maybe like me, you also have days where you don't fully engage in the mission that Jesus gave us. Why does Jesus promise to be with us always? Because he has given us a mission. Why do we need him? Why are we totally dependent on him? It's not just to get through the day. It's because he's given us a mission. Why are we so dependent on him? It's that mission that he's given us. And if we are disciples on mission, we're going to notice our need for God. And we're going to notice that this promise is something we have to rely on every day, that he'll be with us always means something. Because why is he with us? Well, first of all, because he loves us and wants communion with us. But also because he's given us a mission of inviting others into that communion as well. And as disciples on mission, we're supposed to go out and announce the gospel of the Lord. How does that prayer go? Invite everyone to share that gift of salvation with everyone we meet. When we start doing that, it's hard to go through a day without realizing our dependence on God. You know, it's easy to talk to you about Jesus. It's not hard. Especially in church. It's pretty easy. That's why you're here. It would actually be harder not to talk to you about Jesus. I hope people come up to me after Mass very angry and say, why didn't you tell us about Jesus? Or maybe concerned. Either way, it's not hard. That's why you're here. Or your parents made you come. But either way, you're expecting me to tell you about Jesus. It's about our faith. We're going to talk about the hope that we have. And yet that's not really the expectation for a lot of those people that I see 5 minutes a day or 5 minutes a week. There's people in your life too that you might see them five minutes a day or 5 minutes a week, and you might have thought about talking about your faith with them. You might have thought about it for months, maybe even years, I suppose. There's also your coworkers, and sometimes maybe a family member or a friend or an acquaintance. And I find that that's much more difficult. For me, it's the people I see 5 minutes a week at Bush's, you know, for 2 years now. And I'm like, Lord, do you want me to talk about my faith with this person? Some of them have talked to me about my faith because I'm wearing a collar, but that's totally cheating. That doesn't count, right? I didn't have to start the conversation. This is a freedom that we have in this country to share our faith in Christ with everyone we meet. We have a freedom to do this. And I was going to say this tomorrow at Mass. Tomorrow there is Mass. If the weather permits us, we'll be at the cemetery at 8:30 a.m. If it's windy or rainy or something, we'll be in here at 8:30 a.m. for Memorial Day Mass to offer that Mass for the repose of the soul of those men and women who have given their lives for our country and for the freedoms that we are able to enjoy and we're able to exercise. But not all of those freedoms are we all fully exercising, particularly the most important one, the freedom to worship God, the freedom to talk about God, the freedom to live and talk about our faith. And this freedom, if we don't use this freedom more freely, we will lose it. And in fact, we are already beginning to lose it. It will be gone if we don't exercise it. Like a muscle that wastes away when we don't exercise, the freedom of religion is beginning to be threatened and it's beginning to go by the wayside. And if we, every day that we don't share our faith with somebody, we dishonor the sacrifice of those men and women, over a million of them who shed their blood in order that we would have the freedom to do what we're doing right now. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to think like that in this country, we can do what we're doing right now and not worry about getting arrested on the way to Mass or someone breaking in through the doors and arresting us. If someone comes through the doors to arrest us, they're going to have a really big problem. But in some countries, you can't do that. In China right now, your church might have already been demolished. They've been demolishing a lot of churches lately. There are many countries in the world where people have a difficulty either with gaining literacy or with getting a copy of the Bible in their own language for themselves. How many copies of the Bible can you afford to buy or do you already own? And do you speak English? Can you read English? We have God's word at our fingertips 24/7. But when was the last time that you went to read God's word? You were like, in a spiritual way, ravenously hungry to receive God's word. You were just feeling like you were starving for it. There are people who literally, in a spiritual sense, they are starving to hear God's word, and they don't have that opportunity. We do, every day. We have the opportunity, as I say, to come to Mass, and so it's fitting, it's appropriate that we're here. And we can do this in freedom, and we have the freedom to talk about our faith with others. If we don't exercise these, as I say, that we will lose them. But we don't win this spiritual battle by Bible thumping and getting in people's faces and, you know, shoving a crucifix in somebody's face and saying, "Look, you sinner, repent." Actually, that might be. I've never seen anyone ever do that. That might be helpful sometimes. I don't know. I've never seen anyone do that. When's the last time you saw like a legitimate Bible thumper? Most of all, don't we more often see people who are too timid or afraid to say what they really believe? I don't want to offend anybody. We fear man, not God. We've got to change that. And I don't mean we should go out there, like I said, I don't mean we should go out there Bible thumping, but I do mean that if we are authentically desiring God's word, and reading God's word and receiving the Eucharist, and if we are authentically exercising that freedom and that ability to do these things, as we're doing right now, as we more fully exercise that, our sharing of Jesus is going to be so natural. It's going to be awkward sometimes, but it's always going to be with grace. There's always going to be a grace and a blessing from that. Have you ever thought of putting up a crucifix in your office or cubicle? If not, why not? Is Jesus Lord of your cubicle? Is he Lord of your office? Some employers may have the right to forbid you from doing this. That's also one of the constitutional freedoms that we have to respect. You shouldn't go to someone else's house and put a crucifix up in their house without their permission. That would be not the gospel. But you have the right. Because of those men and women, you have the right to be authentically Catholic, a Christian, a disciple of Jesus, and not be afraid or ashamed of what he has to say, of how he wants to serve, and of how he wants to love, and of how he wants to preach in your actions and your words to others. Our freedom was won by Jesus Christ and his blood and his sacrifice that purchased us freedom over sin and death, and hell gives us heaven. And yet, we also know that there are many saints who shed their blood to give us, to hand on this faith to us as well. And in a parallel way, the men and women who have died for our country have made a sacrifice for us to exercise this freedom. I do not wish to dishonor their sacrifice by not speaking about Jesus, by not spending time in God's word, and by not worshiping God freely and without fear. That's what we're called to do in order to fight for our country. In a spiritual sense, we don't fight for our country with an M4. We fight for our country with hearts brought to the Lord in humility. We fight for our country by imitating Jesus and taking up that spiritual armor that Ephesians 6 talks about and engaging in the battle before us. These freedoms are a great blessing to us. We want to hand them on to our children and them to hand them on to their children. But we've got to fight for it.